come from miles to borrow over the sport. Of course, one of the boys has to go with him.
Yeah.
The boys just drive up and unload him, and he'd go circling that place. Now, this would be right at night, you know, wouldn't be no time. He'd have to maybe, if they stayed there long enough, he'd find two or three of them possums.
Huh.
I just wonder, I know you've been in school, Eden. Do you know how the possums breed?
I've heard that it's through the nose.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And they have, mothers have the pockets on the side. They just blow them in the pockets.
Hmm.
And they mature there, and then she puts them in a nest.
It's the strangest thing.
That is.
Mm-hmm. What did you call for your, to get your dog to come to you out of the farm?
Call him by his name, just as long as loud as I could. If he's way off, I couldn't see him. Call him, the soul dog, we call him Sport. In fact, that was his name when we got him. And as far as he could hear you, call him Sport, he'd come too.
Hmm.
Now, ordinarily, the farm dogs we used to have, if they'd tree possums and skunks, they'd show trees for them. This dog wouldn't tree a squirrel hardly at all.
Hmm.
But possums and skunks and snakes, he just didn't land around the place.
What'd he do, catch a snake and snap his head off?
No, well, he'd do a snake if he was coiled up. He's ready to strike, you know. Well, if he's coiled up, old four stay there and bark for a half day at a time, if you didn't come to him.
Had enough sense not to go in.
And when you get there to him, if you get a stick and stir that thing up and make him start or straighten out, then he'd just leap and grab him right in the middle and just commence giving him that.
Mm-hmm.
He'd whoop him so hard and heavy that when he turned him loose, if he wasn't dead, he wouldn't bite. So if he straightened out there, he got a chance, he'd give him a second shake.
Did he ever get bitten?
No. Never did. Oh, say, I had one in. This was a full-blood bulldog. His mother was a half pit bull and half English bull. And his daddy was a red big-headed bulldog. I don't really know what his stock was, but he's very vicious. We raised a pup out of this little bull dip. And she was like the old sport dog. She'd find him. You know, there's a little diamond rattler about so long. They'd come up around the place and she'd find them. They'd most generally be coiled and under some. She'd locate them by scent. And she'd stand there and bark and bark and bark. Of course, there you know, up would come this pup of hers. Of course, he's a year and a half old when he got to doing that. He'd smell around there and look a little bit, and directly locate him, just reach and pick him out.
And
it was 4 foot. And then grab him and kill him. He didn't care, and he'd get bit in the mouth, all the mouth nearly every time. And him having a big head to go with, when that swelling got all in his head, be nearly as big as your briefcase, sir. And he's so vicious you couldn't doctor him either. All we do is feed him. We can feed him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We feed him lots of grease, and the wife would cut off big chunks of what we call sow belly bacon and give it to him. That's the only way we could doctor him.
Hmm.
Doctor him with grease. You could take a hold of him. You could pat him on the back like that, but if you go to moving him around and go to doing something like he gets superstitious. If you didn't turn him loose, he'd bite you.
Hmm. How long did it take him to get well?
Anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks.
That long?
That's right.
And he'd
swell and leave out of his head and kind of out of his throat, and he'd stay swell right in the corner of the mouth. Oh, it's fight.
Did he ever learn not to put his paw in?
No, sir. He never did. And you've seen these jackasses in the burrows, we call them.
That's the little one?
All of them.